The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Holy shit, we've been in the exact same place for a really fucking long time now, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Doyle, Tim, and Gabe.
Doyle has coronavirus!
Hey, you know what you got into when you said, I just want you to hang out around us.
Is Doyle dead yet?
No. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 199 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. That is one away from 200. Today, we are going to be talking about Amazon Prime's Tales of the Loop.
Or Tales is it from the Loop?
From the
Tales Loop. From the Loop. That's right.
Tales from the
Crypt. Good Doyle.
Hey, Doyle, turn your volume up. Just kidding.
Ow.
Hey, Doyle, are you dead yet? What's going on with that?
I don't know why you guys keep wishing for my death, but I'm doing
I'm not wishing for it. I'm nervous about it. You're not.
I went back to work. So
I've been to work in a week, beef. So I'm probably all right.
You are not a healthy motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
So well,
I can vouch for that.
Tim, you can't vouch shit about health.
I can vouch for how sick you've made me.
I don't have coronavirus, so.
Hey, you don't have coronavirus. That's the start.
Evidently, I somehow.
This is shit.
Nice. So, on a happier note, what'd you guys think of Tales from the Loop?
I mean, they were loopy.
They were very loopy.
Wow.
Literal circular storytelling, in my opinion. Like, it's not just a clever observation.
So I really dig this show, and I like the way it feels, but I feel like a lot of the time I have to be, like, in a certain mindset to watch, like, a serious, like, show like this. And I have not been in that mindset for approximately, like, 3 months. Is that a big-ass bottle of crown?
I'm just glad somebody said something. For the audience, Doyle is straight up pounding Crown Royal right now. No ice, no glass, straight from the bottle.
From the bottle. Doyle's just drinking Crown out of the bottle right now.
It's like, I'm
seriously?
It's vanilla.
It's vanilla Crown.
He's quarantined now. He's celebrating finally.
It's forward dark.
I got a chaser. It's
Hi, Alicia.
It's Coke.
It's cola.
Hi, not my Alicia.
Are you just putting them both in your mouth and then doing this?
No, I'm just, you know, whatever.
Motorboat
mixing.
So Tales from the Loop came out in April 3rd of 2020. It was adapted from a source. I don't know what the source material was because I didn't really get that. It's an eponymous art book. So it's not actually a story is the way I interpret that.
It's just an art book
by an artist named Simon Stollenhag.
Sounds German.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it's got an 82% critic score and an 80% audience score.
I feel like that's well warranted.
Me too. Like I said, the show is really good. It's just that I don't know that, like, I'm in the mood for anything serious lately. I just want to watch garbage because I don't want to think about serious things anymore.
Is it that serious?
Well, that would thrill you.
Yeah, I felt like it was. Like, it's sad. You know, it's just, like, super melancholy, you know. So
most of the episodes definitely end on a downturn for sure.
No,
yeah.
Because the episode where
That's
the guy
not true.
Gets like the junk robot was like really depressing.
The ending was great though. He realized that effects and things don't matter to make him happy, and all he needs to do is hang out with his wife and his kid.
Yeah, except
true.
His brother died inside a robot body. His best friend has to live with the like shame of what he's done.
I'm not saying that there's
his
not
father never had like.
I'm not saying that there's not sadness throughout the series. I'm saying that particular episode ended on a high note, not on a low note.
I feel like sadness isn't an accurate enough word. Some of these episodes are fucking horrible. What happens to people?
They're
kids stuck in the robot body. fuck.
Dude, some of the shit in this show is just fucking straight depressing. And it's great. But, like, what my problem with it, I love a good quiet moment in, like, a film or a television show. But, like, straight up, 20 to 25 minutes of every hour-long episode is quiet, contemplative moments. Each episode of this could be 30 minutes long. No problem. Like, this is just the most slowly paced television show I think I've watched in 5 years. Like, easy.
Especially since each episode is basically creature of the month format. Like, yeah. None of the episodes really come back on each other. Story-wise,
they're pretty much all congruent.
I mean, they all have like something
one character to the next character to the next character.
What was that last movie?
They do connect. Like,
well, what I'm saying is, like, they connect, but they don't tell like a singular story. Like, we still don't know what the facility underground does. We still don't know what half the shit is. Like,
okay. Yeah, the loop remains a mystery.
Yeah, the only storyline element that went all the way through is the robot brother.
Yeah.
I love it. This was one that I was watching this and Future Man kind of intermittently, and I was like, ah, fuck Future Man. I want to finish Tales from the Loop first. I actually really enjoyed it. It's only 8 episodes, so it's only 8 hours. And it's not your kind of typical sad. It's not a typical story at all, either which way. And I think that's why I liked it.
Oh.
I think I think what's cool about it is because it's based on like an art book, because it's not based on like something that has like a script or like a real story to it. Like, you can tell that they were given leeway to just take the story any which way you want. And that is really cool. Like, it is a very, very creative and innovative show. And like, I haven't completely finished it. Like Watchmen, I'll go back and watch all of this. Like, it's really good. I just, after 2 hours of it today, I couldn't take any more hours of it. So,
yeah, I can feel that.
So you guys didn't finish it, or you did finish it?
I haven't finished it quite yet. I know Juan did.
I did.
I'm probably the only one that didn't, would be my guess.
I'm trying to see if I thought they'd announced it for a season 2 already, but it does not look like there's been any sort of announcement for the next season.
I don't know. It is definitely – I don't know if a lot of people will love it.
It doesn't necessarily need a second season, though I think for people that did enjoy the show, it would be great to finally get some more questions answered if they bother to do that.
Sure.
Or just keep telling like these random stories that all connect.
Is somebody rolling dice somewhere?
Yeah, that's at my house.
Oh. It's just every once in a while here.
Mel and Ashton are playing craps.
We are not. Yes, we are.
Shooting craps.
Mel's down about $4,000.
I wish I had $4,000.
Oh.
Ashton's actually holding a gun to my head right now.
Nice.
So there's gambling at Gabe's house. There's hard drinking at Doyle's.
Mine's just light drinking.
Light drinking. Was.
I also smoked a ton of weed.
So
cheap. No, that's not how that works.
What device or special ability from the series would be fun for you to use, do you think? I think the only episode that had something that I thought was almost completely useless was the one where the grandpa died, and this is going to be a spoiler for Gabe. The only thing they introduced in that video was the echo thing, and that's really it. The rest was completely about the grandpa dying, which Gabe is probably not going to get through very easily, I don't think, soon, if he doesn't want something sad.
right.
Yeah, that episode's depressing as shit.
Very depressing. That's probably one of the most depressing ones.
Like, take True Colors from Trolls and turn that up to 11.
Oh, FYI, new Trolls movie, bald like a bitch.
Baby,
I feel like I need to watch it and figure out what scene it was and then text you afterwards.
Oh, so good. I loved it.
So in the first one, the younger version of yourself comes to visit the older version of themselves.
Yeah.
In the second one, they're able to transpose bodies. In the third one, they have that device where she's able to just stop time. The fourth one is the echo spheres. That's the one that you literally just say something into it, and then it echoes back however many times I assumed is how many decades that you're going to be alive from the point that you're saying it into.
Yeah.
I said that I don't necessarily know where it has that assumption, but you're probably right.
Well, the only reason I say that is because he said it, and then it echoed six times. And then the grandpa was like, you're going to have a long life. And then the grandpa said something and it didn't echo at all. And he died in like a day or two.
Yeah, I just don't know that accurately depicts decades, but
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea.
I think the echoes were supposed to be like two decades, because when the kid does it like,
but that's 120 years.
Yeah, that's probably not right either.
True. I don't know. Yes. Like lots of echoes. Good.
Hey, maybe you live a long time in the loop, but who knows?
It's tiered. After like four echoes, you just double them.
There was no device in the fifth one. That was the one where he bought the robot. I guess if you want to consider that a robot.
But a robot's a device.
The sixth episode is where the tractor goes into a different universe. And then the seventh episode, a Journey to a Mysterious Island. Oh, that's the one where he finds the first robot, so there's not really a device there. And then the eighth episode, he crosses a stream, and then like a ton of time passes by, and then he crosses it back, and he's back to where the current time is.
I would probably say the sphere that you go into and you can transpose with somebody, feel like you could get a lot of shit done that way.
It turned out pretty bad for them, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm saying if you use it right.
It turned out because they were fucking not as good of friends as you thought they were originally.
I mean, not just that, but...
That's true. I think the guy just had a lapse. That makes sense, because by the next day even, he's going to a friend's house trying to figure out how to make it right, but like,
I'm just saying, if I'm going to switch bodies with somebody, that somebody's going to probably be one of the closest people that I know, so that I'm not stuck in a shitty body or some kind of nonsense.
It was his best friend. He just, you know, fucked up.
Did you just turn in all of your brick?
Yeah, his friend got shitty and greedy, and then his fucking friend got stuck in a robot.
I definitely would just try to kidnap somebody and make them do it to steal their money, is what I was saying.
Definitely. Yeah, but you got to switch back.
Well, yeah, but then I just shoot them.
You can't switch back then.
No. Like after I've switched back, and then I just shoot him.
Like you keep him tied to a chair in the near vicinity.
Yeah, and but then just blow.
But I think when you switch bodies, you're tied to the chair.
Oh, you know, or I could just switch bodies and just, like, take over their life and kill them, like, right there, too.
That's essentially what the guy did.
Yeah.
Without the killing.
So, basically, it did work out just fine for them. Because he got, like, the good job and, like, his family loved him and stuff. Yeah, so, yeah, it turned out fine, Doyle. What the fuck are you talking about? It's amazing.
Till the end, he turns into a robot and gets in a robot.
You know what? I'm going to just keep the way I like it right now and not watch any more of them.
There's a lot of sadness ahead of you if you finish the show, I promise you.
If you're gonna rob somebody and you just want money, the little thing that freezes time is probably your best bet.
Oh, okay, cool. I just hadn't gotten there yet.
The freeze time bomb. Thing that episode was cool as shit.
Yeah, that's next. If you only watch two episodes, it's the third one, Gabe.
I think I've only started that one. I think I watched like 5 minutes of that one.
With
or
the
something.
Asian girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that Asian girl turned out to be real cunty.
Yeah.
Her mom didn't love her. That's the really cool thing about this series. I like it because
is that it's basically about moms not loving their children.
No. It's that the guy who didn't want to switch bodies back, he didn't want to do it because of what you just said. You know, his parents were always fighting. He didn't think that he'd be able to do anything big as far as his career goes. That's why he didn't switch back. You know, the girl who was mean, her mom didn't really really express the love to her. I think there was always a little bit of sadness to everybody's lives that you're seeing go through all this bullshit.
Yeah, that's pretty true. Yeah, I mean, at least so far.
Still a cunt.
You're right. I agree with you.
Just because she's sad. Just because she's sad doesn't mean she's not crazy cunty. Like, that is definitely a thing that someone can be when they're sad.
I agree.
Just a sad
cunt. I'm just saying, if you walked in on a freezed frame of your mom boning the electrical guy, like, that might fuck with your brain a little bit.
Yeah, sure, it's not good.
Yeah, it's a really fun episode all the way up till that part. And then it's just, it's like happiness level rising, sad.
Back also, to the that's effectively how that movie Coffee and Kareem starts out.
That movie's hilarious.
Like, almost exactly. That movie's hilarious, so.
That's the one that my sister told us to watch.
Yeah, and it's fucking amazing. We should definitely watch it soon. Like, all of us.
I'm going to put in one brick.
Yeah.
I don't think this series, what do you guys think? I don't think it ends on a real, the reason I would say that a second season would be needed is just to fill stuff in. Because you don't really, like, in the last episode, the happy note at the end is that he just comes back to his family home, his childhood home, and that's really
It's not even like that happy of an ending,
right?
It's just
that's what I mean. Yeah. So there's not a giant happy ending, and like Tim said earlier, you still don't really know what the loop is or what it does, or you know, all of these people just are okay with crazy shit happening around them, and it's just normal.
Yeah.
But we don't know how we got there.
Like, I feel like a second season needs to focus more on the science while incorporating the stories of the people. Because it's very much – the show's very much about the people, not the crazy shit happening to them. Because all of them seem really complacent with the crazy shit happening to them.
As though crazy shit has been happening to them for years already. Yeah.
So there's an episode, the time traveling tractor episode. Like, the guy goes to another dimension and nobody's like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Everyone's like, oh, cool. New dimension. Word. Yeah. Like, that's it.
They seemed a little weirded out by it at first. They chased each other on a tractor.
Not for very long, though. But it doesn't seem like.
I will say.
Then gay sex starts happening and then everyone's totally complacent with being stuck in another dimension.
I will say that that's another episode with a semi happy ending. He finds a dude at the end who kind of understands him, because that's his problem, is he doesn't feel like in the town he's in he could find, because he's gay, so he can't find a partner who understands him and who he could feel like he could fall in love with. And he finds that dude at the very end of this episode, you think. And so that's another kind of happy episode, even though he's in a new dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I do love happy endings.
So Alicia and I, after we finished, we tried to figure out what the death toll or like dead, like unusable characters are now. And we basically came up with him, the time traveling tractor gay guy. That's a mouthful. And the robot kid.
I bet he is.
And the grandfather. Like, they're all three dead now.
And I think the grandma's dead. I would assume that the grandma's dead, because in one of the in the future episode they were feeding her.
And the mom from the very first episode that goes missing.
They never talk about again?
They never mention her again. Ever. She's just gone. Like, you never get closure on that storyline, and that really drives me nuts about the show. That's something I want answered.
I kind of wish you wouldn't have told me that.
Sorry, dude.
No, that's okay. Like, that's fucking frustrating as shit.
Like, just assume some of the stuff you're going to watch in the show will not matter after that episode. And that will drive you crazy. Like,
that
the
shit
show,
does drive me crazy.
Like, the show is compelling in that way because you don't know what's going to matter from one episode to the next, I feel.
That's kind of cool. Like, I mean, because that's one thing that I liked about, you know, just that transition between the two episodes that I did watch, is that the whole time I was trying to put together what, you know, who these people were, who is this, who is that, like, how do these characters go together? And it takes like 5 or 10 minutes for you to get your bearing in the second episode. And the, like I said, I watched about 5 minutes of the third episode and realized that I was in the process of like getting my bearings and that I just didn't have the emotional wherewithal to do that anymore that day. It's just like, I'm good. I got to stop for a minute.
That does go away around like episode 4 or 5, where you're like, all right, I know enough. It's like watching a new anime for the first time. You just have to assume the first couple episodes you're not going to know a goddamn thing about what's happening.
Right. It doesn't really bother me. It's just that I didn't feel like putting thought into anything anymore. So, but yeah. So then we watched the other guys.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, I think you develop more of a know-how beyond 2 episodes in.
Obviously. Yeah.
I feel good. So, melancholy, sad series didn't bother me at all. So, I just thought it was really good. I thought it was a great series.
I thought it was really well-written. Who knows what the fuck it's trying to actually achieve. I don't understand that, but...
I think the overall point of the show is to just be wary of the unknown. Not afraid of it, but wary. Be careful.
It's also kind of like in a lot of ways, also, it feels kind of like a kinder, gentler Dark Mirror. You know what I'm saying?
I said the same exact thing after season 3.
Yeah.
Or episode 3.
Yeah.
Doyle, nobody heard you.
Oh, sorry, Doyle.
Oh, I said also you should be terrified of the unknown.
Yeah, H.P. Lovecraft told us about it.
Yeah. You were paying attention. The rest of the world wasn't.
Yeah.
H.P. Lovecraft was kind of like, beware of the indifferent.
He was also kind of like, beware of Eskimos, because he was actually kind of a racist piece of shit.
Eskimos?
At that time of history, you were just...
What a weird pick.
What do Eskimos do?
I know, I'm just saying, like, he had random... racial biases against like the most random shit. He's like, fuck Eskimos in particular. No other Native Americans, just the fucking Eskimos.
I think his writing kind of changed towards the latter part of his life. I think he kind of got out of the racism shit, but I don't know.
It definitely dissipates a lot as time goes on because he just gets, well, I mean, not old, but like he just gets different and goes crazy, clearly.
Yeah.
So
where are we at, boys?
Going around the loop. Get it hot. See what I did there? Juan, what do you think, bud? Thumbs up, thumbs middle, thumbs down?
I definitely would give it a thumbs up.
Timmy?
Oh, God. Please don't call me that.
Timmy!
That's not going away now.
Nope.
I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 sadness. Like if a season 2 happens, I will definitely watch it with the same amount of melancholy, probably intrigue melancholy.
Doyle, how about you, bud?
It's a thumbs up for me. I like the show quite a bit. Like I said, it is not typical as it is like very, like they said, it does have a sad overall tone to it, but not sad. It's just like, this is crazy shit that's happening. It's not necessarily good, but it was very interesting to see a sci-fi show that really had nothing sci-fi about it. That makes sense. Like they don't go into the science fiction part of it whatsoever, but randomly there's a robot standing in the woods watching it.
Yeah. So,
it's pretty cool that way, I think.
So I definitely give this one a thumbs up so far, and I'm excited to finish it. Like I said, I just couldn't do any more of it today, but I definitely will keep watching it. And I'm with Tim. Like, I want to know more about some of the things that they let go of, because if they let go of that many thread story or like threads, those things can come back in like really cool ways, like season 5, season 6 kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like weird rewards for like longtime viewers kind of thing. I don't know. It's a cool ass show. I love the way it's structured and I love just, you know, the overall feel of it. Just, yeah, I wasn't ready for it today, I guess.
Sure. You're going to try to mow through the whole thing today? 8 1-hour episodes?
Yeah. I didn't have anything else going on today, so.
And you really wanted to ruin your evening. You're just going to be sitting there crying. Just just stoned, like Mel's like, sweetie, you ready for dinner? And you're just like, I need a minute.
Shut up, woman.
I never would say that. Let's be super clear.
I've heard you say things like that.
That's true. I have, but it's always in jest.
She can't hear us, so you don't have to tremble, Gabe.
Yeah. Yes, I do. She hears everything.
She's shooting craps.
Better love me.
She's playing dice.
Yeah, she is.
Cool. Well, oh, man. I think that wraps up the episode.
Yeah, it sounds. Sounds like we all enjoyed this this depressing as fuck television show. If you want to know more about our depressing as fuck podcast, you can find us at totlb.com, or which will lead you to all of our different social medias. And of course, to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/totlb, where you too can support the show, help us out, kick us a few dollars. It helps us keep going, allows us to figure out all of this technology that allows us to do these quarantine episodes like this for sure.
I was figuring out a lot of technology today.
Juan, remind me of what our phone number is, because my kid jumped in front of me with a bandana and I got scared.
970-573-6148.
Please leave a message on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. Let us know what you think of Tales from the Loop or any other episode that you've listened to. We love to hear what you have to say. And finally, find us on YouTube, tinyurl.com/TOTLB2, where we update with all sorts of random things that I don't ever know what they are most of the time. I get lost in it. But there's definitely videos there that you will love. Until next time, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been episode 199 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. See you on Friday.
See you on Friday. At the end of the week, bitches.
Yeah.
What?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.